Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel reading today highlights actually the growing conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Because one of their accusations of Jesus is this: this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Now, in response to this accusation, Jesus told them this parable of the lost son, more popularly known as the parable of the prodigal son. Now, Jesus uses this parable to illustrate the correct attitude towards and treatment of sin and sinners. This is shown by what the father said and did when his lost son, after squandering his inheritance, returned back home. He said, "Let us eat and make merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So I would like to invite us to look at the parable again and draw some lessons for our own Lenten and life journey. You will note that the parable begins with a father and his two sons. The younger son asked his father for his share of the inheritance and then squandered it up in a far country. Now, impoverished and desperate, he hired himself out to take care of the herd of pigs. Then this younger son comes to himself. He planned to go back to his father and to say to him, "I have sinned against God and against you. I am not worthy to be called your son. Just make me as one of your hired servants." But unknown to the son, his father had waited and longed for his return. He even knew what he would do if his son ever showed up on the outskirts of the village. So when the father finally saw him, while he was still far off, he ran to meet him. He put his arms around him and kissed him. Now this younger son started giving his prepared speech. Note, however, that he omitted the last line, which says, "Make me as one of your hired servants." Now, you know, the reason for the omission is that the son realized that there was no longer any need for it. The father had already forgiven him and was receiving him back as his son. Overwhelmed by such demonstration of love, the son could only say, "I am no longer worthy to be called your son." With no further thought of having to earn his way back by becoming a hired servant. Then the father ordered his servants to bring the very best robe to put on him and to put on his finger the family ring and sandals on his feet, and then to slaughter the fatted cow for the celebration. "For the son of mine," he said, "was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." However, the work of the father was by no means finished. And this brings us to the second son, the older son who was angry and refused to join the party. So the father pleaded with him, but the son rudely exclaimed, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours came back was devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. You will note that in this parable, there are two types of son who are lost. The one who left home and the one who stayed home. But both needed to be found. And the father set out to find them both. So the father addressed the older son with this endearing term, "Child," said, "Child, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was necessary to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come back to life and was lost and has been found." So if the older son had any fears that the father was giving to give part of his inheritance to his brother, he could lay those fears to rest. "All that is mine," his father assured him, "is yours." However, you will note that if you read this gospel, the parable stops at this point without any conclusion. We do not know whether this older son will go in and join the party or not. Which leaves us with the question, what conclusion would you like to see? Perhaps this: the older son hugs his father, goes into the house, embraces his brother, kisses him, and weeps on his neck. And then the music and the dance resume with great intensity. That would have been a happy ending, right? But the fact that Jesus left the parable open-ended meant that he was making an appeal to the Pharisees and the scribes to respond to his message, to welcome tax collectors and sinners into the kingdom of God. So for us, Lent is this open season. He's waiting for us to respond to his invitation to repentance and reconciliation. And he has given us through this parable three options: the younger son, the older son, or the father. If the younger son, we know about the joy of the father who loves us unconditionally. We could be that younger son because we are all sinners. If we are the older son, we know the father's invitation. We could be the older son too. We have done nothing wrong, nothing that we should be ashamed of. But it looks like we know the father's invitation. But the parable is not just about either one of these sons. It is also about the third person in the story, the father. In fact, it is more about the father's unconditional love than the sins of his sons. It is about our Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally with the love that we can never earn or be worthy of. Our Heavenly Father who loves us not because of what we are, but because of who He is. It is all about the fidelity of the love of God. It is all about His divine mercy. This is the other side of the gospel challenge. Because Jesus, having showed us the merciful Father's way, now calls all of us to follow this merciful path. In the Gospels, he says, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." And also, when he taught his disciples and asked to pray, he says, "When you pray, pray to our Father, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." These are the calls of Lent And we hope that we will hearken to the challenges of this story. Amen.